sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News on this Friday, September 29th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to be joined by Gary Haven, and he is somebody who's had a lot of experience with disaster relief. Gary has been on the spot helping people after earthquakes and storms and everything. So we're going to have him here today to talk about the issues that people are facing in various storms, what he knows about it, and I'm sure he's involved in relief efforts already. But they're trying to turn the Puerto Rico issue, Democrats are, for political purposes, are trying to turn it into another Katrina for George W. Bush. I don't think that's going to work. Quite frankly, we'll talk about this later when we get Gary on here with us. But the effort earlier this week to say that they can't get the supplies there because of a 100-year-old act called the Jones Act that restricted shipping to and from American ports. And Puerto Rico, although it's not a state, is an American territory. So they were saying that restricts and makes it more expensive. It's difficult to get stuff there. And so that needs to go. And President Trump is not doing it because he wants to put America's interests first and he's not interested in relief and so forth. That's nonsense. They waived that for Puerto Rico. And if you look at the delay, a good deal of that, I believe, was because we still had storms in the Atlantic. Everything has to be taken by ship, all the heavy equipment. The real issue in Puerto Rico is the fact they don't have power still. And they had a very, very fragile infrastructure, as we were talking about when the first storm skirted it, Irma. Had a very fragile infrastructure, took out a lot of power. But, of course, as we talked to someone on the ground there in Puerto Rico, they were telling us this is nothing new. We have this kind of power outage all the time. It's a decaying infrastructure run by a government that is politically and fiscally bankrupt. And so that is just the beginning of the problems there. But relief efforts are underway. Now the issue is not getting the stuff there, but getting the stuff distributed from the port. They got over 9,500 containers of information that are of relief, not information, but of relief products that are there at the port, and they don't have any infrastructure within the country to get it to various places. So it's the lack of drivers and trucks and fuel and power, and it's the whole thing has collapsed. And so it's a very complicated situation, made even more complicated by the fact that it's an island and it is not contiguous to the United States. We're also going to have Michael Snyder on the program to talk about the imperative tax relief plan. This is one of the key things that President Trump ran on. Basically ran on the border. He ran on repealing Obamacare. Neither of those we've really seen happen because of Republicans in Congress blocking it. And then tax reform. And it's going to have massive repercussions for Republicans. This is a must-pass issue. And we would all like to see some tax relief. So we're going to be talking to those two guests in the program. Real quickly, as we look at the top of the news here, an interesting report, because it was a week ago that we had President Trump go to Alabama, essentially a Luther Strange rally there. And everybody was saying, why is he backing this guy? They came in a very distant second. Roy Moore did not get over 50%, so they had to have a runoff. But there was like a dozen different candidates in the Republican side of the primary, so that wasn't surprising that there'd have to be a runoff. But he finished about 16 points behind. Why is he backing this guy who, by all the polls, was losing by double digits, a guy who was part of the swamp? And we knew that it was something that was being pushed by Mitch McConnell and the GOP establishment. They spent $32 million on that election. But now a report is coming out. This is from Politico and reported by Breitbart that Jared Kushner was urging President Trump to back Luther Strange in the Alabama primary. More good advice from Jared Kushner. We've been told that Jared Kushner gave him the advice to fire Comey and to hire Scaramucci. And then says, hey, let's back the guy that is losing, that is an establishment guy that is opposed to your agenda. More good advice from the son-in-law, not so much. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back with Real News.
December 23rd, 1776. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that matter is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery upon earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can only belong to God. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Friday, September 29th. I'm David Knight. I want to talk a little bit about politics, about the GOP, about the phony label. It's not enough just to have a R after your name. That's pretty meaningless. And as we were going to the break, I pointed out that Jared Kushner is now targeted by Politico as saying that he was pushing President Trump before the August primary to back Luther Strange. And, of course, that would be one in a long line of bad decisions, of bad advice that he's been given by his Democrat New York son-in-law, who basically doesn't share the values that were part of the Trump agenda. But as The Hill is pointing out, distrust of the Senate altogether is growing within the GOP. This is the, remember, the Senate fund that spent $32 million to try to keep out somebody that truly is 100% on board with the Trump agenda, Roy Moore. They tried to keep him out. They did it by attacking him not on the issues, because they can't attack him on the issues. He was with the Republican voters on all the issues. It was Luther Strange who was not with the Republican voters. Mitch McConnell who was not with the Republican voters on the issues. So they resorted to individual attacks. And I'm going to have an amazing clip for you coming up here from an attack on Judge Roy Moore by Chuck Todd of MSNBC, telling us how he is doesn't support the Constitution whatsoever. You will not believe what Chuck Todd said. But when we look at what's going on within the GOP, the division within the GOP, they're pointing out that as we have this tax plan coming out, you have the Republicans showing a united face, but then behind the scenes they're saying, well, I don't know, if we start to look at these details, I'm not really sure that we're going to be able to do this. And the same type of thing we saw with Obamacare repeal. Same type of thing we've seen with a lot of the border security issues, especially the wall that President Trump had made a centerpiece of reform. And so you have some of the Republican congressmen saying it's the Senate that's going to throw us, the House, going to throw our majority under the bus, because we're the ones who really have the most exposure in the next election coming up just next year in 2018. And so we have Tom Cole from Oklahoma saying they haven't been able to deliver on health care reform, and they ran on it. They all ran on it. Now we have a do or die moment on tax reform. And so we're going to be talking to Michael Snyder, who's been a longtime writer and contributor here at InfoWars. He's now running for Congress, and we're going to need to have people like Michael Snyder, people like Roy Moore, who are on with the agenda instead of this duplicitous type of rhino that we see populating the Senate. As I said before, it was very important, I think, in this last-ditch effort, trying to save face by Lindsey Graham, just let it fail. Let the Democrats own Obamacare, and let the Republican voters feel the pain and the betrayal of the GOP establishment. So we get these people out at the primaries. At the primaries, because once you get past the primary, you're not going to have a choice with the Democrats. The Democrats are going to be even worse on all of the issues. Another one said they put our majority in jeopardy with their failure on health care more than they did their own, So they're feeling that division there. Now, here's another example. Take the Illinois Republican governor has now signed a controversial abortion bill. He did that on Thursday. It's going to provide expanded state-funded coverage of abortions to low-income residents. This is the Republican governor of Illinois, the same guy who just turned Illinois into the very first sanctuary state. So the GOP label means absolutely nothing. We have people like this Illinois governor. We have people like John McCain. We have people like Lindsey Graham. We have others who are trying, like Tom Tillis. Oh, and before I get away from abortion, on the other hand, you've got the House passing a late-term abortion ban. So you see how the difference is here? We've got the Republican governor in Illinois extending abortion coverage, state-funded abortion coverage, while the House is trying to ban late-term abortions. And they're concerned, of course, that it's not going to get through the Senate because now Mitch McConnell is not going to waive that 60-vote rule. And they've only got 52 Republicans, and probably not all of them in the Senate, are on the side of life. So again, we see the Republican establishment is out there just using the symbolism, say, hey, you know, we voted for it. They didn't want it to pass, just like they didn't want Obamacare repeal to pass. But they could come in and say, hey, I voted for it. It's very embarrassing for them to have to pick a few sacrificial lambs to reverse their votes so that they could stop Obamacare from being repealed. But now they're going to do that again with abortion. They want to keep these wedge issues like abortion, like Obamacare there. They don't want to actually change anything. They want to keep having those things there so they can run on them, but they're not going to change anything. Here's another example. We're talking about DACA. This is now a GOP version of DACA, of the Dreamer Act. And who's it being put out there by? None other than Tom Tillis from North Carolina. And I've talked about Tom Tillis in the past, too. He came in after only one or two terms as a congressman. When the Republicans got the majority in North Carolina in 2010, North Carolina was carried by Barack Obama in 2008. And people didn't like what he did. It wasn't racism. They saw what Barack Obama had done, and so it turned the whole state Republican for the first time. Since Reconstruction, they had a Republican legislature. But the guy who had been there for decades as minority leader for the Republicans, a really good guy named Skip Stam, a very honest individual, he was passed over by Tom Tillis. I told my wife, I said, something's up. This is a guy with not much experience, and he is a tool of the establishment. And right away, he got the first big toll road in North Carolina owned by a Spanish multinational corporation, just like they are here in Texas. And it didn't take very long for this establishment Speaker of the House, this hand-picked Speaker of the House, for them to run him as U.S. Senator. And he won because he had that R label. And then he is the guy who has offered the legislation to make sure that President Trump can't fire Mueller. See how he is with the establishment? Now we have him yesterday getting on the stage with a Republican senator from Oklahoma, Lankford, and Orrin Hatch, all putting forward their Dreamer Act. Always there for the establishment. No different than the Democrats. And they have something they call the Succeed Act. Not secede, but succeed, okay, as in success. And they have a little acronym for it, as these people always do. Solution for Undocumented Children Through Careers, Employment, Education, and Defending Our Nation. No, actually, that last one, the D, it should be Defunding Our Nation, because that's what we're really talking about here. Opening up the borders for children of any country who want to come here illegally in uncontrolled numbers, and we'll provide them free health care, we'll provide them free education, no questions asked. And the Republicans, like Tom Tillis, are on board with that. Tillis unveiled the legislation along with his co-authors. They came out and they said this Succeed Act features many of the same requirements and provisions of the Dream Act, but it has a few more restrictions. See, just like Lindsey Graham's Obamacare Lite, they tweak it just a little bit to make it a little bit more palatable to their audience. And they said, we think this is a balanced resolution for a vexing problem that hasn't been solved for 30 years. Of course, it hasn't been solved for 30 years. They're not interested in, and going back 30 years, what were we talking about? We were talking about the Amnesty Act that Ronald Reagan did Remember how he offered amnesty? And said, we're going to have better border security, though. We're going to fix the borders. But these people are already here. Let's just let them stay. And nothing ever happened to the borders, did it, 30 years ago. And so now they're doing this again, just like we heard with Trump saying he's going to do something with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. But you've got people like Tom Tillis who are pushing very hard to give amnesty and citizenship to the Dreamers, along with the other GOP establishment. It's very imperative that we get these people out of there. Lawsuits are now aiming to change the winner-take-all electoral college system by 2020. Presidential race. Understand that when the Democrats can't win the election, what do? They sue in court. They try to win in court, but they can't win at the ballot box. I'll break this down. It's a very interesting twist. Because, of course, if they got rid of the Electoral College, they'd have to amend the Constitution. No. They're not going to do that. They've got another scheme up their sleeve.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrick's Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrick's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrick's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Lawsuits, the tactics that the Democrats are going to be using to try to shut down the Electoral College. I'll tell you briefly, I've spoken about it before, why the Electoral College is so important and why it is important that we do not allow them to take a backdoor to change this thing or to allow them to use the legal system to achieve what they cannot achieve at the ballot box. And that's what this is all about. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off vitamin mineral fusion drink. And of course, that's a very easy way for you to take all of your necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in a drink mix that you can then flavor however you wish. So I got a great flavor to start with, but if you want to put anything else in there, fruit juice or whatever, it's a great way to get all of your vitamins, minerals, and amino acids very quickly, and you can get that now 50% off. That container is a one-month supply. Great time to try that if you haven't. Also, we have a sale on Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. Pick up a bottle now, get these huge savings, help your body to fight fatigue and weakness. With Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. Also, we have the Alexa Pure Breeze, the air filter, 20% off, and the Alexa Pure Pro water filter, both 20% off. All Emmerich's Essential Packs are now 50% off. That's our line of household organic products, things like sunscreen, things like bug spray that doesn't have any harmful chemicals in it, just organic things that are going to repel bugs that they find unpleasant but aren't going to harm your health. Not a poison, not a strong inorganic chemical involved in that. And a lot of other things that you'll find. That entire line, 50% off. That's Emmerich's Essentials Organic Household Products. And finally, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. That's our coffee. And if you haven't tried Wake Up America, you need to try that. It's a great tasting coffee. And if you drink coffee, as all of us here at the O Dark Early Crew do, we get in here pretty early. That's what wakes us up in the morning. You can get that, and we have two different blends. We have the Patriot Blend and the Immune Support Blend. Pick the blend that you want, and at checkout, you can enter the code WAKEUP to get 20% off this week only. Again, 20% off at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP and buy one of the, I don't think it's limited to one, but you choose which blend you want of the Wake Up America coffee that we have here at InfoWars. All right, so what are the Democrats doing? They've wailed and moaned because they've got to find a way that somebody like Hillary Clinton can win. Maybe they need to get a different candidate. Maybe they need to get somebody that isn't focused simply on identity politics. Maybe somebody that isn't a socialist. There's not really any market for that. But there is a market for that in a few very highly populated cities. And just in those few cities that then dominate their entire states, and I'm talking about places like L.A., Chicago, New York City, they dominate those states, the politics of those states. I mean, you look at upstate New York, it's pretty conservative. You look at large areas of California, they're pretty conservative. You get outside of Chicago, Illinois is pretty conservative. But those cities dominate the state politics. And if we didn't have an electoral college, those cities would dominate national politics in the same way, just because of the concentration of people there. And because of the something about cities, as Thomas Jefferson said, they are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of man. Cities have always been about big government, big socialism. I think it has to do with people living in such close proximity, such high density to each other. They don't see each other as neighbors. They see each other as problems. Remember, earlier in the week, I was talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik about the small community he lives in Florida. And as the hurricane came through, everybody came together. Everybody was very neighborly. Everybody was doing everything they could to help everybody else. He pitched in, helped other people. Other people pitched in, helped him. That's kind of the way that it is in small rural areas. And, of course, the founders believed that it was essential for us to have an agrarian society because they felt that cities and concentrations of populations would destroy liberty. And we see that in the big cities. And they didn't want to have a few populated, heavily populated states dominate the election of the president. So they set up the Electoral College system. It still is skewed in terms of the number of electors that each state gets. But if we go to a situation where we simply have the number of voters and it's simply a popular vote, you also understand there's another issue, not just their political choice, but there's another issue in these big cities, and that is corruption. It's very easy for these people to stuff the ballots. It's widely reported and believed that JFK worked a deal with Daley to pad the vote for him in Chicago so he could win the 1960 election. So we don't want to see that type of thing happen. That's why we have the Electoral College. It's in the Constitution. They don't have the capability to amend the Constitution. No problem for liberals. They'll find another way. And so they're saying lawsuits are aimed at striking down the winner-take-all system and giving electors more freedom to change their votes. And this has been in the works since their sore loser lost the election, Hillary Clinton. This is reported by the Washington Times. They say the idea is not to eliminate the Electoral College, which would require a constitutional amendment, but to require states to implement a system in which electors cast ballots based on the percentage of the popular vote. See, that's what they would do. They would require them to do proportional representation at the state level. It's not clear that that would necessarily give them the results that they want, a Hillary Clinton. If they do it proportionally, if they do it by, what are they going to do? By congressional district? Are they going to do it by popular vote? Or are they going to do it by proportional popular vote? There's a lot of different ways that they could do it. Of course, they'll take a look at it and pick the one that they think is going to be of best advantage to them. But the fact that we have a winner-take-all state by state, which is in the Constitution, is what they want to throw out. And that's going to be the big issue. And that's going to be the big fight. Now, we have a video here, and we don't quite have enough time to talk about it. I guess we do. Let's play this video here of Chuck Todd attacking Judge Roy Moore, saying that he doesn't support the Constitution.
Where the phrase Christian conservative doesn't even begin to describe him could very well be your next U.S. senator. If you don't understand just how freaked out some folks in the GOP and the White House are about what that means, then you don't know Roy Moore. First off, he doesn't appear to believe in the Constitution as it's written.
Our rights don't come from government. They don't come from a Bill of Rights. They come from Almighty God.
Now, that's just a taste of what are very fundamentalist views that have gotten him removed from office twice as Alabama's Chief Justice.
Okay. Are you kind of shaking your head as your jaw dropped when he said that? That's his evidence that Judge Roy Moore does not believe in the Constitution. The fact that he said that our rights come from God and not from government. that is why Judge Roy Moore is going to be so incredibly important in Washington. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. That is the essence of the issue. We do not live at the pleasure of the government. If rights come from government, they're not rights. They're privileges that are granted to us by an all-powerful government. Either God is God or the government is God. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Where do our rights come from? Are they granted by an all-powerful government? Or do we possess them as individuals? Are we given them from God? The Declaration of Independence is not a legal document that defines our government, but it defines the principles on which that government was based, and the Constitution refers back to that. That is the essence of the founding principles of our country. And they very clearly stated in that that we are endowed by our Creator with rights. And they listed a couple of them. But they, among those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That the government is created to protect those God-given rights. They're not something that the government gives to us. As I said before, that would be a privilege. And yet you've got the left going absolutely crazy. Chuck Todd going absolutely crazy about the election of Judge Roy Moore because he says our rights come from God. He says he's against the Constitution. This is a guy who doesn't believe in the Constitution as it's written, he says. Absolutely amazing. I want to play that comment for you again, just so you can hear that. You have to understand where this is, and this is the bottom line, folks. We're either government slaves, or we're individuals who create governments, who alter governments if they get abusive of our rights, to protect our individual rights that we possess as human beings, that we are given by our Creator, by God. That is the fundamental basis of our country. And I want you to hear Chuck Todd attacking the new senator from, well, he's not the new senator yet. He is still got to go through a an election against a Democrat opponent in December, but heavily favored and heavily Republican Alabama. And he has a big base of supporters in Alabama because he has been removed twice from office because he would not be removed from his principles. Here's Chuck Todd again on Judge Roy Moore.
Or where the phrase Christian conservative doesn't even begin to describe him could very well be your next U.S. senator. And you don't understand just how freaked out some folks in the GOP and the White House are about what that means, then you don't know Roy Moore. First off, he doesn't appear to believe in the Constitution as it's written.
Our rights don't come from government. They don't come from a Bill of Rights. They come from Almighty God.
Now, that's just a taste of what are very fundamentalist views that have gotten him removed from office twice as Alabama's Chief Justice.
There you go. That's just a taste. That's just a taste of the ignorance and the prejudice of the mainstream media trying to tell us that we don't possess any rights, that we're simply creatures of the government. I think it's interesting that that would come out on the 50th anniversary of the first documentary about the NSA. And I'm talking about The Prisoner with Patrick McGoohan. Any of you who know this, it was 50 years ago today that the show premiered. And it takes place in a village. It's about a guy who was actually, people had already recognized Patrick McGoohan. He was the individual who played in the UK series that was called Danger Man. When they brought it to the United States, they changed the theme song, and it became Secret Agent Man, that very famous theme song that everybody here in America knows and knew Patrick McGoohan. He was one of the first choices to be James Bond, but he turned down the role because he didn't like the sexual scenes that he would have to do. He thought they were a bit much. He was a devout Catholic, and he didn't want to do what they had James Bond doing. That was a big part of the Bond character. So he turned down that role. And he put together this series. And it begins, each episode begins with a guy who angrily drives to his, the office where he is, the intelligence office where he is, slams his fist on the ground, resigns. You see them marking out his face as they put his file away. And then he drives home. He starts packing his bags to leave. And this guy pulls up in a black limousine dressed like an undertaker and puts a attachment that gases him as he's in his apartment. And then he wakes up in this place. And here's how the dialogue goes from there. Here he is waking up. Walking over to the window. He opens it up and he sees a very strange village. Really unusual architecture. That's Port Merion, Wales.
In the village. What do you want? Information. Whose side are you on? That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. Who are you? The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
That's right. And he goes on to say, I will not be pushed, filed, indexed, stamped, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. And yet that's what they do to us, isn't it? And when he asks questions, he says, whose side are you on? That would be telling. We just want information. 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 That's what the NSA wants. That's what the government wants. They just want to know a little bit about you for our files, Mrs. Robinson. That is very, you know, I remember seeing that. And watching it in replay. And of course, they have cameras everywhere. And I saw it and I thought, yeah, that's a little bit over the top. It's absolutely child's play compared to what they do now. And of course, as William Binney said, he had watched and studied and spied upon East Germany and the Stasi police. He said, what we have now is far worse than anything that they had in East Germany right now. He says, we're not becoming Big Brother. We're far beyond anything that anybody ever imagined, even in a dystopian 1967 series, The Prisoner. As NPR points out, it was a little bit James Bond, a little bit George Orwell, and a whole lot of Franz Kafka, the frustration of the bureaucracy that will not give you any information about anything. We were just talking about that yesterday, the mysterious towers that they were building in New York, spending $100 million. And, of course, you're seeing, if you're watching this now, it's been a cultural icon. The Simpsons even did something about the prisoner. A lot of people have. But, again, I think it's also interesting that it takes a village, doesn't it? And although NPR says it's a little bit James Bond, George Orwell, and Franz Kafka, it's also got a lot more Clapper in it than we would like to see. A lot of Hillary Clinton in it, too. The village. You're being very unmutual to other people. That was the phrase that they had there. You're very unmutual. In other words, you're not part of the village here. And then the salute that they all had, where they would say, be seeing you, because it was all about surveillance, wasn't it? All about surveillance. Everybody was being watched everywhere, all the time. Absolutely. Absolutely amazing. That's the spirit of resistance that I always liked about Patrick McGoohan. He would never give up. No matter, he would fight and they would capture him. He would escape, be recaptured, just like the Great Escape, but with a surveillance state going on at the same time. And if you want to know how insane things are really going to get, there's an article on Breitbart talking about a former Google employee who says he wants his own AI religion. You know, if we're going to reject the foundations of God, then we're going to wind up worshiping machines, or we're going to be worshiping government. That's the bottom line, folks. This is the former Google engineer, Anthony Levandowski. And this is a guy who is part of a lawsuit because he took some of the technology, started a self-driving company that was bought by Uber, and now is being sued by Google for the stuff there. But of course, it all ties in with a transhumanist presidential candidate that I interviewed once, Zoltan Istvan. They think that God is AI and AI is God. Yeah. Well, I guess our rights will be coming from a computer, maybe.
What exactly is political correctness and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at InfoWars.com, PrismPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and it's Friday, September 29th, 2017. I just point out the 50th anniversary of The Prisoner with Patrick McGoohan. If you haven't seen that, it's a great series. A lot of fun. Kind of ended in a disappointing way, I have to say. Kind of like 2001 Space Odyssey, the ending just kind of trips out. But the rest of it is top-notch. It's a great combination of Kafka and James Bond and George Orwell and James Clapper. Who would have thought that we would be living in something that is far worse than even the dystopian imagination could imagine back 50 years ago? Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you of some of the sales we have here at InfoWars. We have 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink. We have 40% off our Vitamin B12 formula, that's Secret 12. We also have 25% off Oxy Powder, great way to eliminate harmful toxins from your intestinal tract and to cleanse your body. We have both the air and the water filters from Alexa Pure, 20% off. That's the Alexa Pure Breeze to filter the air in your house. Everybody has their houses very tightly sealed now to try to save energy, whether it's heating or cooling. And you can get a lot of things in your house that you don't realize are outgassing, things like furniture, things like carpet. And of course, in many houses, you may have problems with even radon gas. So you want something that's going to filter your air on a regular basis, and you need to be able to filter and clean your water. You never know what's going to show up in your water. Even if you test it a couple of days, you may find something has shown up there. And that's true whether you're on a city water supply or whether you're on groundwater. If you're in the city, they're probably already dumping a lot of toxic stuff in there that you need to do some research on. And you never know if they're going to have something turn up like lead, like they did in Flint, Michigan. You don't want to wait until you see the harmful effects accumulating in your children, in your family, and yourself. You want to be proactive. Get yourself a water filter that can take out 99.9% of organic, inorganic, and bacteriological contaminants. And you'll have something that will help you even in a disaster. But you need to do that on a daily basis. Also, for this week only, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. You can pick any blend you want. We have two, Patriot Blend and Immune Support. And at checkout, just enter the code WAKEUP, and you'll get 20% off the coffee that you select, our Wake Up America coffee. That's 20% off with the code WAKEUP at checkout. There's an article from The Hill, a Democrat addiction to Trump. They're fixated on him, aren't they? It gives the party cause for concern. And what they're saying here is they've got a couple of races that are coming up in New Jersey, and they think even Virginia, two states that were won by Hillary Clinton. They think the attacks could help them to win in these elections. These are gubernatorial elections, governor elections. They say, however, some Democrats think this is a bad idea. They say even if they were to win these two contests, it might give them a false sense of security that the best way for them to win the House and Senate in 2018 is to just keep going after Trump. One Democrat strategist said it's like a jolt of sugar. They just can't put it down. If you want to convince a semi-regular voter to show up and vote on election day, you need to give them something else. In other words, you need to give them something to vote for rather than just showing up to vote because they hate him personally, the personal politics of attack. He says, I wonder if there's a bit of amnesia happening, said one senior aide in Capitol Hill. It's almost like we didn't learn our lesson in November. And it can really come back to haunt us a little over a year from now when it really, really matters. Yeah, they didn't win the election in November. They can't face it. They keep putting out this silly idea that the Russians did it. And now we have, and we reported on this last week, the fact that Representative Dana Rohrabacher from California met with Julian Assange. And Julian Assange said, look, I can prove that it wasn't the Russians. None of this stuff came from the Russians. I'll be willing to prove that if you will give me a pardon from President Trump for the charges that have been drummed up by the military establishment, the industrial complex, the surveillance state, or the police. We could call it the police, military, surveillance, industrial complex. It just keeps growing, doesn't it? It keeps metastasizing in all these different areas of our life. But they're the people who are really trying to put Julian Assange in jail. It's the American government that has been driving these false charges about Julian Assange that are responsible for him being under house arrest, essentially, under siege in the Ecuadorian embassy for years. He knows where it's coming from. We know where it's coming from. And actually, even after the election of President Trump, and there was very helpful true information. Let's put that, let's just emphasize that, folks. Why is it wrong to put true information out there that was hidden from us, crimes and conspiracies and crooked deals that were being done by Hillary Clinton, not only before the election as Secretary of State, but also the Democrats should be angry about what she did against Bernie Sanders, how she and her cronies rigged that system dishonestly. They didn't want people to see it. So they created this fake narrative. And now the Republicans are coming after Julian Assange. We've got people in Congress saying that they want to classify WikiLeaks as a hostile state actor. And he says, I can prove that it's not the Russians, and I'll do that in exchange for a pardon from President Trump. But this is the interesting point. They had on Saturday, President Trump told reporters that asked him about this offer because we had Rohrabacher go meet with Julian Assange. It made the press, and evidently it was a surprise to President Trump. Who are you? Are you number two? you are number six, right? I mean, who's in charge here? Is it Kelly? Is it Kelly that's making sure that President Trump doesn't read anything that Kelly doesn't want him to see? Quite possibly. The president told the reporters when they asked him about this deal being offered by Julian Assange, I've never heard of it, he said. Maybe he wasn't telling them the truth, but more likely this information was being held from him, as we've had multiple reports tell us that Kelly is closely controlling the people that he talks to, closely controlling everything he reads. Dana Rohrabacher said that Trump is being blocked from knowing about the potential deal with Assange. That's Congressman Rohrabacher saying that Trump is being blocked. Blocked by who? We know who he's being blocked by. It's by Kelly. He said, I think the president's answer indicates that there is a wall around him that is being created by people who do not want to expose this fraud. That would be people who are part of the military police surveillance industrial complex, wouldn't it? Because if you start to look at this, and if you start to understand that this whole Russians did it narrative is a lie, that it was created not only to keep people from looking at the content that was being released by Hillary Clinton, but to keep people from looking at the fact that we have a thoroughly politicized surveillance state, that we have people like James Clapper who are acting in a political partisan way, using the powers of the surveillance state, not to protect us. It's not about that. It's about protecting their political power. It's not about providing security to us. Whenever you give up your liberty for the promise of security, you're just going to be made a slave. And that's what they're doing to you. They always use the wave the bloody shirt of terrorism so they can take away your freedom. When are you going to wake up, America? You could wake up if we saw this whole Russian hack the election narrative, this lie from James Clapper that was repeated, that was actually started with Hillary Clinton. 17 intelligence agencies all agree on this. And then he repeated that and then eventually admitted under oath that that was a lie, got caught in his, you know, the problem with James Clapper is, like most lawyers, he doesn't have a good enough memory. And he doesn't have a very good poker face either. And Snowden released those documents just a month or so after he was seen lying. Everybody knew he was lying. And he couldn't even look Ron Wyden in the eye as he committed perjury. But he's still there, and he's still the favorite talking head on all the different mainstream media programs about, oh, yeah, the Russians are still hacking us. Dana Rohrabacher said, the president's answer indicates there's a wall around him being created by people who do not want to expose their fraud, that there was a collusion between our intelligence community and the leaders of the Democrat Party. Okay? There was a collusion between them. He said this would have to be a cooperative effort between his own staff and the leadership and the intelligence communities to try to prevent the president from making the decision as to whether or not he wants to take the steps necessary to expose this horrendous lie that was shoved down the American people's throats so incredibly earlier this year, says Congressman Rohrabacher. That is precisely the point, folks. We have to expose this lie, and we have to break through this control that has been, this wall that has been put around the president by this military junta in the White House. I mean, even Mattis yesterday, the interview that I had with Dr. Cohen, talking about how he's pushing for this green navy and shutting down efforts by Republicans to say, we need to take the Paris Climate Agreement out of the Pentagon's budgeting, paying nine times as much for alternative fuels. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, September 29th, 2017. Amazing story here. We have Melania Trump offering some Dr. Seuss books to a Massachusetts elementary school. And the librarian says, we don't need your books. And then doubles down and talks about Dr. Seuss being racist. I guess now racist by the association with Trump. Even though we had Michelle Obama, who would read Dr. Seuss books to kids in elementary schools. We had Barbara Bush, Hillary Clinton, also reading Dr. Seuss books to children in elementary schools. absolutely amazing. And so the White House came back after this librarian rejected it and said that these illustrations are examples of racist propaganda. You didn't know that Dr. Seuss was racist, did you? Yeah, he's racist, like, you know, Benjamin Franklin and all these guys. Dr. Seuss is now racist. The witch hunt never ends. Witch hunt never ends. And this is what the librarian actually said. She said, you're not doing anything to help the underfunded, underprivileged communities. Your education secretary is not doing anything to help these people. And I'm offended by your books. She says, another fact that many people are unaware of is that Dr. Seuss's illustrations are steeped in racist propaganda, caricatures, and harmful stereotypes. Wow. I guess, you know, if you are racist, you can see racism everywhere, can't you? See, that's the key. It's her racism that is out there, where she sees racism everywhere. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. This is where we are. And now we've got a judge in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, saying that Black Lives Matter is a social movement like the Tea Party or the Civil Rights Movement and therefore cannot be sued. This is a police officer who anonymously was suing Black Lives Matter and DeRay McKesson, a prominent activist in the movement, after being injured by a rock thrown during a protest over a deadly police shooting in Baton Rouge last year. But the U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson dismissed the officer's suit, ruled that Black Lives Matter is not an entity capable of being sued. Very interesting. Maybe we could go to the people who fund them. People like George Soros. Maybe that's the issue. Maybe the police officer ought to sue George Soros. Or maybe he could sue the NFL for encouraging it. Because that's really, you know, we look at the NFL and we look at how they bend the rules for people. That is the thing that I think is very striking. And as we move through this and understand where this is coming from, understand the influence and the radicalism of the people who teach your children. And that's true whether or not they are being taught a radicalized sexual agenda in elementary school or kindergarten by somebody trying to confuse them about their gender, part of the transgender agenda, or whether they're political radicals like this woman here. Her name is Yvonne Falarca, a prominent anti-fascist leader A 47-year-old middle school teacher, and I see this over and over again, these people out there who are on the front lines of the anti-fascist movement are a bunch of Marxists who are teaching in middle school and high school. And I had the occasional Marxist when I was going through school, when I was going through college, but it is really being radicalized here and also violent. By any means necessary movement, and she was arrested because she was violent at a protest. And now they're putting out, this is Zero Hedge pointing out how she is a, she was arrested for battery and for resisting arrest. And, this is for punching a man in the stomach while shouting, "Get the F off our streets." And these are the kinds of people who are teaching your children. Just as we see at, West Point, this guy that came up, we'll talk about this when we come back from the break. This guy who came up with all the Marxist stuff showing, you know, communism will rise and so forth, the Che shirt, the West Point cadet. Turns out he had a mentor.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. As we were saying in the last segment, a police officer tried to sue Black Lives Matter and DeRay McKesson. The judge said, well, you can't sue Black Lives Matter. It's just a movement. It's not an organization, but somebody is paying DeRay McKesson quite a lot of money. He's got some people behind him, should be able to sue that guy. And of course, we understand that a lot of people who are leading these protests, calling for violence, are school teachers, public school teachers who have been radicalized and who are Marxists. And we see this even at West Point, the individual. The guy who is the cadet that you saw the pictures of him holding up, his name is Rapone or Rapone. I don't know what his how to pronounce his last name. But we saw the pictures of him at in his West Point uniform holding a sign saying that communism will win and having a Che Guevara shirt underneath his uniform. It turns out that guy has a mentor, a teacher as well. They don't just get this stuff out of nowhere. They got somebody pushing this stuff. And guess who and what his teacher is. His advisor is Rashid Hussein, a professor of Middle East history who happens to also be a radical Muslim and a Marxist. Remember all the people who said, you can't say that Barack Obama is a Muslim and a Marxist? Well, yeah, quite frankly, you can. You know, you can be a captain of industry and you can be a Marxist. You can be somebody who is the CEO of Exxon and you can be for Paris Climate Accord Treaty and carbon taxes. Because if you really understand what's at the bottom of these things, that's not a contradiction. And it's not a contradiction for these other people. They see them as useful idiots, both Marxism and Islam, because Islam has the connection to politics. It is a legal system, not just a religion. And so because of that, they can find that they are going to be useful idiots for a world government. But his advisor is a guy who's a professor in Middle East history. He was in charge of this second lieutenant and of his development. I say at West Point, this individual had mentored the young cadet. The two apparently traveled together to India, 2014. They maintained a close relationship until Rapone graduated in May of 2016. Also during that time, Rapone's Facebook posts grew increasingly radical and leftist. And then it culminated with a picture that went viral on Sunday when he posted a picture of himself in the West Point uniform holding a hat that he had written inside the hat. He had a sign that said, "Communism will win." And he held a clenched left fist, the symbol for the radical Marxists. They say after the photo garnered widespread attention on Twitter, West Point quickly issued a statement to distance themselves from the cadet. They said, "The U.S. Military Academy strives to develop leaders who internalize the Academy's motto of duty, honor, country, and who live the Army values. Second Lieutenant Rapone's actions in no way reflect the values of the U.S. Military Academy or the Army." So they started investigating him. They found that going back to February 11th, he had posted an article titled, "Know Your Gun Rights, a Primer for Radicals. It's Going Down," uppercase. He also posted a meme from a group called Anarchist People of Color and criticizing, of course, white privilege. Remember, it was the radicals, Bill Ayers radicals, who came up with white skin privilege. They were the first ones to start using that, using the racist meme to divide and conquer to get political power. Sometime last year, this cadet posted a picture on Instagram of the Antifa, the anti-fascists, the Antifa flag in his room next to a print of Che Guevara. And he said next to it, he said, "New room decor until it's flying proudly in the streets. Antifa." He also posted on Facebook a picture of himself holding up the Communist Manifesto with his Army dress uniform hanging in the closet in the background and a number of posts showing opposition for Trump policies and administration officials and support for Bernie Sanders. The usual suspects here. And even in January of 2015, he had posted a Slate.com article calling for the abolition of West Point. Even while he's at West Point. These guys just want to burn the whole system down. They don't appreciate anything they get. Now, the guy who was his mentor says that, this guy was one of two cadets that he was a mentor to, that he was an advisor to. He began teaching at West Point in July 2011. So he's been there for 6 years. And guess what? He is also a Muslim chaplain at West Point. And he is officer in charge of the Muslim Cadet Association. Wow, interesting. How interesting. And Daily Caller asks, are the kneelers protesting America? Well, just ask Kaepernick. Because as we've pointed out, D. Ray McKesson, Black Lives Matter, and Kaepernick, they were making common cause. They said, is kneeling for the national anthem an act of patriotic dissent, or is American patriotism really just racism itself? You know, just like Dr. Seuss. It's all racism. Everything is racist. You're racist. Anybody disagrees with me, you're racist. This is a strange debate, they say, taking place on the left in response to the national anthem protests engulfing the NF hell at the moment. For liberals, the kneeling represents the best in America and is just the kind of protest the founding fathers would have approved of. But then they have this contradiction. What do we do about these white players who are standing for the anthem? Well, actually, they're standing for white supremacy, they say. This is the Huffington Post contributor Jesse Benn. Benn argues that the flag and the anthem, and we've talked about this multiple times, they've been calling the flag and the national anthem racist, white privilege. And so we know what they're disrespecting. We know what this is about. And so even when the Packers and the Bears come out and they stand for the anthem, but they link arms in all of this, they're still not following the rules in the NFL that the Pentagon bought that change back in 2009. But according to the rules, they're supposed to stand there in a certain way, not linking arms, but showing respect. And they said in the rules, you must show respect. You must show patriotism. We're doing this for the fans. We're not going to disrespect them. I want to play for you a clip from Jim Brown. Remember Jim Brown? Remember back in the days when the football players were real warriors and not social justice warriors? Here's what Jim Brown had to say.
You don't believe that in today's NFL you could be both activist and football player?
I think we're always an activist and a football player, but I think you have to understand there's intelligence that's involved. Okay? I can't be two things at once that contradict each other. If I sign for money, then the people I sign with, they have rules and regulations. But I'm going to give you the real deal. I'm an American. I don't desecrate my flag and my national anthem. I'm not going to do anything against the flag and the national anthem. I'm going to work within those situations. But this is my country, and I'll work out the problem, but I'll do it in an intelligent manner.
That's Jim Brown. He has records that still stand. He's arguably the best running back ever in the NFL. And so he said, look, understand we're employees. Employers make rules about what you can do when you're working on the job all the time, everywhere. We've all had this discussion, and he's the one who said it first. He said it way back when, but he goes, here's the real deal. I'm an American first, and I'm not going to disrespect my flag. That's what these people are doing. These people, Colin Kaepernick and all these other people, they are disrespecting the American flag. Everybody knows it. That's why the fans, when they stood up and they linked arms, they said, we want you to link arms for social justice. That's why the fans booed them. Booed them. All right, we're going to have Gary Haven joining us in just a moment. Let's play a little bit of the Jim Brown clip. I don't think we have enough time to get this in before the end, but I want you to hear a little bit about this.
When you look at the pictures of this cabinet here, Jim, you see, I mean, you have the majority are white men in Mr. Trump's cabinet. There have been, you know, critics have said this is not diverse enough. Yes, there are women. Yes, there are minorities represented, but not the majority. Does that bother you? Is that a big deal to you?
I've lived all my life in America, and I'm 80 years old. So I have seen discrimination at its worst. I understand slavery. I study history. The only thing that I've always done, I've tried to make sure.
All right, we're going to go to a break. I'm going to play this again, even though we're going to have Gary Haven come in and talk about Puerto Rico. I want to play this again and get Gary's comments on this. Very strong what Jim Brown said when they tried to divide and bring racism into it.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit, by consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. I want to get back to what Jim Brown said. We didn't have enough time to play that clip, and it's very important because he would not let them drag him into this racism that CNN is selling to everybody. And he doesn't deny that there are problems in America, but he put it in perspective. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales that we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's the InfoWars Life Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink that gives you all the necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in a very easy-to-take drink formula. We also have 40% off Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formula that you can take orally. That's 40% off Secret 12, vitamin B12, 25% off Oxy Powder. And we have 50% off all Emmerich's Essentials. That's our line of organic household products. This week only, you can also get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. We have it in two blends. We have Patriot Blend and we have Immune Support Blend. You can get 20% off the coffee that you buy if you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. That's WAKEUP to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America in either blend that you choose. I want to go back to this comment from Jim Brown. He was being asked by a sports reporter, well, what about this? And he goes, can't you be both? Can't you be a football player and an activist at the same time? And he said, well, you have to decide what you're going to do. He says, of course we're all football players and activists, but you're doing a job. They're paying you money. They have rules. And of course they're not following the rules that the NFL has about how they're supposed to stand during the flag. And so last night we had the Packers and the Bears all standing for the anthem, but then linking arms together and calling on the audience to do it for social justice, and they got boos. They got boos, and people were saying, protest on your own time. We're sick of this. But when they were talking to Jim Brown, what he said was, but here's the real deal, he said. Yeah, look, we got this issue. You know, we're doing the job, and if we want to talk about this other stuff, we can do it on our own time. But during the game, that's an inappropriate time to do it. It's an inappropriate thing to be protesting the flag, quite frankly. He said, I'm an American, and I will not disrespect my country. That's Jim Brown, now 81 years old. And I want to play this other clip, because when he was on CNN, they tried to get him to attack the Trump administration, saying, look at this, it's too white, it's too male. And I want you to hear what Jim Brown says. Let's play this clip from the beginning. You can hear the CNN lady reporter there trying to get him all upset about this, trying to shame him into condemning Trump, because he didn't pick people based on the color of their skin. See the racism there? You see the racism? Or based on their sex. You see the sexism there? That's all that CNN sees, is racism and sexism everywhere. But here's what Jim Brown said. He transcended that. and really shut her down.
Hey, just quickly, when you look at the pictures of this cabinet here, Jim, you see, I mean, you have the majority are white men in Mr. Trump's cabinet. There have been, you know, critics have said this is not diverse enough. Yes, there are women. Yes, there are minorities represented, but not the majority. Does that bother you? Is that a big deal to you?
I've lived all my life in America, and I'm 80 years old. So I have seen discrimination at its worst. I understand slavery. I study history. The only thing that I've always done, I've tried to make sure that I was a decent person and that I worked outside of myself to make things better. So I don't always look at black and white. But I'm going to say this to you.
Yes.
And I don't ever say this. The three greatest people in my life were white. Okay? My high school coach, my high school superintendent, and my mentor in Manhasset, Long Island. I never had a father, really. My great-grandmother raised me. But I was in this country where I got help from people that were not of my same color. So when I come out of the box, I don't come out of the box as racial. I look for good people and people that will be like-minded and help me try to do good for other human beings. So that's truly where I'm coming from.
That was great. The way he shut down that racism of CNN. Now we got another individual who was a Ravens anthem singer. He's black. He's 28. He's a veteran. And he resigned because of these NFL protests. So CNN got him on, see if they could move this around. And he said, look, most fans accepted me as a veteran, as a former 9/11 operator, as a patriot, as a singer of the anthem. But far too many fans seem to reject the issues that affect not just me, a black veteran and an American, but all of us. Think about that. All of us. Okay? So he was talking about the fact that he felt that these NFL players were disrespecting the flag and what they were doing. He could no longer do that. He could no longer sing the Star Spangled Banner. And they kept pushing him, pushing him. And he said, look, I understand we got issues, just as Jim Brown said. He says, I grew up in America. I saw the racism. But he goes, I also had white people who helped me. And I don't see simply skin color. And I want to make sure that we get things fixed, is what this guy, Joey Odoms, is saying. He says, these are issues that affect all of us. You see, we can sit there and we can play games with statistics and we can say, look, there's a higher percentage of people that suffer police brutality who are black than there are who are white. And then we can play the other statistical game and we can say, yes, but there are more white people that are hurt by the cops than there are blacks in terms of absolute numbers. Take your pick. Why can't we say, let's not make this a black or a white issue, but let's fix the problems in the police force. Let's fix the problems with training. Let's fix the problems in the way that they interact with the community. And the only way we're going to get that done, especially if you're a minority, is to realize that, as Joey Odom said, these are problems that affect all of us. And we have Black Lives Matter coming out there. They're doing it simply to try to divide the country. And now we've got former CIA and NSA director Michael Hayden. Remember the guy who said, we don't listen to bad people, we listen to interesting people. And he is now interested in this debate. He's interested because he sees it as an opportunity to attack President Trump. And he wrote an op-ed piece. And he demonized President Trump. And he says that he sides, Michael Hayden sides with Colin Kaepernick. He says, as a 39-year military veteran, I think I know something about the flag, the anthem, and patriotism. He doesn't show that he knows anything or cares anything about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, obviously, and what he has done. He has done everything he can to attack the foundations of this country, and now he will side with anyone in order to attack the president. Michael Hayden says, I never imagined myself saying this before Friday, but if now forced to choose in this dispute, put me down with Colin Kaepernick. All right, we'll put you down with Colin Kaepernick, Michael Hayden. This is what Colin Kaepernick said. Colin Kaepernick said, I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Kaepernick never said that he thought America was a great country and that it just had a problem with police abuse. He specifically identified the nation as an evil oppressor of people of color. Now, you know, Michael Hayden is not an oppressor of people of color. He is an equal opportunity oppressor. He will violate the Constitution for anyone and everyone. He doesn't care what color you are. He'll spy on you. He'll lie to your face. He'll shut down the Constitution. He'll burn the rights, and he'll try to shut down President Trump by any means necessary. That's our politicized intelligence services. We'll be right back with Gary Haven. Money. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whew, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Gary Halen. And he is, of course, no stranger to anybody that watches InfoWars. Gary has been here multiple times. Gary came here as part of his Amerigeddon the movie, and you can find AmerigeddonTheMovie.com. You can find information about that. But, of course, Gary is a very successful Texas businessman. He is the man who created, he's a founder and CEO of the fitness chain Curves International, the fastest growing franchise ever. I think it's the largest franchise in terms of number of locations.
Not the largest. We reached 10,000 locations at our peak, which made us the 10th largest of all franchise companies in the world. What we were was the fastest growing franchise company in history, which was pretty cool.
That's amazing. But what he has done is he has used that to help people. And that's why I got Gary on, because Gary has been at the forefront of relief efforts in many different places, going to Haiti and other places when they had the earthquake. And I knew that Gary would know about relief efforts that are going on in the aftermath of the hurricanes, what's going on in Puerto Rico. So I wanted to get his take on what is happening there. Now, the news that came out today that I thought was very interesting, we had the last couple of days, Gary, people were saying, well, it's President Trump. You know, he's blocking this stuff from getting there because of this 100-year-old Jones Act. And they waived that act. But then we find out the very next day that that wasn't the problem at all. They've got 10,000 shipping containers sitting there at the port. And they don't have any way to get the supplies into the country, into people. So it's a lack of power, and it's a lack of being able to distribute things into the country that's really the issue. It isn't the Jones Act that they were criticizing President Trump for this last week.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you mention that, because you and I haven't discussed this. But the I was in touch with the White House yesterday. And I own several cargo planes, and I've had them on standby. I've been on standby, and I'm a pilot. And we were going to take kind of our fleet of aircraft to San Juan, because you're right. They did go in and reopen a port, but it's been open now for 4 or 5 days. And all of the stuff is being stockpiled there because the roads are not passable. You know, the roads are either flooded or they've been destroyed.
Right. Look at that picture there. Look at, there's just nothing left of that road there.
Yeah. And so you have this massive amount of supplies sitting there. So my experience in Haiti, you know, I went and lived in Haiti for 6 weeks after the hurricane last year, Hurricane Matthew. And it was all about getting supplies, doctors to the extremities of the country, and then bringing in the people that had been injured in the hurricane to the hospital in Port-au-Prince. You have exactly this microcosm going on in Puerto Rico right now. You
know, they don't have any electricity in the hospital. So, I mean, even if they can get them to the hospitals, they have a lot of issues. They have to be able to refrigerate certain medicines and other things.
It's unbelievable. This is a humanitarian disaster. And I tell you what, it's a great lesson. You know, my movie Amerigeddon was about surviving after an EMP brings the grid down. You know, and I got to live that in Haiti for 6 weeks to see what it was like. We had no money, and you had no internet, no electricity, no drinking water.
Yeah.
You know, they say that 50% of the drinking water in Puerto Rico right now is unpotable, and people are having to gather rainwater. I mean, this is just insane right now. So I was on standby because I was asked to fly supplies from Miami to San Juan and back, and that's terribly inefficient when you have boats now that can bring containers into the harbor. So what I told the White House yesterday, I'll bring my fleet of planes, but I'll bring it into the country of Puerto Rico, and I will do flights from the port area in San Juan to all of the extremities in the country. And it's a pretty easy deal because it's only 100 miles long.
Do they have airports where you can, land then still?
Yeah, they have a lot of small airports that the big C-5s couldn't even begin to get into.
Mm-hmm.
So what they need are small cargo planes, and I happen to own a bunch of them. So we're ready to bring them over, but they kind of turned me down yesterday. I was a little disappointed in that. So I'm on hold right now. In fact, I've got a former U.S. ambassador who happens to live here in Austin, by the way, talking to FEMA right now, because I'm not going to go over there if they won't turn the supplies over to me to then transport it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a problem in Haiti. You know, you had all the supplies at the Port-au-Prince airport, but they wouldn't give it to me to deliver it. So I had to bring my own supplies in. I spent $1 million. And I was the only air evac getting injured people from the extremities back to Port-au-Prince.
So we hear stories about that. We hear stories in Houston. They had Houston politicians very upset about Red Cross because of their bureaucracy. Oh. People would bring stuff in and they would block it, just like FEMA will with their bureaucracy. Guy brings in hot meals and they said, no, the people hadn't eaten for 24 hours and they're like, give us this hot stuff. We can smell it over there. It's like, no, we're going to freeze it here for you. And it's like, what are you doing? I mean, it's absolutely crazy what bureaucracies will do, even in a situation like this.
Yeah, you don't want to rely on the government, guys. I actually did relief work in Hurricane Harvey in Houston. It was kind of neat. The governor calls me, midweek and he says, hey, I just wanted you to know I've given you complete access to all areas to bring your airplanes in.
Wow.
Cause I knew you were interested in doing that, which was just kind of neat. And we took, water to Beaumont when the water factory went down. We shipped today, a trailer load of, supplies to Aransas Pass. Through our county sheriff, who's sending deputies down there to relieve the law enforcement officers that are working overtime. But we sent all kinds of food and diapers and things like this. So I'm really involved in this. But this Puerto Rico thing, man, it is unbelievable. And the media is not giving it the attention that it needs. I got a call the other day. St. Thomas had no insulin. And so my hospital in Central Texas, Scott and White, by the way, was going to donate a plane load of insulin for me to fly to St. Thomas. They were able to get it on a military flight, so I didn't have to do that. But you have people all over Puerto Rico with no insulin. And think about this. Talk about a disaster. You know, 25% of Americans are addicted to opiates.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure it's the same in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
So suddenly you have opiate addicted people, desperate and many of them armed. So you have violence, you have looting, you have stockpiles of resources that can't get away from the port. And of course people like me are on standby to send a fleet of aircraft there. My aircraft can actually land in dirt fields, carrying as much as 4,000 pounds of cargo. So I think I'm going to get the call in the next day or so and my wife's on standby. She always goes with me. She's the logistics expert. So I may be, moving to Puerto Rico here in a few days for several weeks, to break this log jam that's going on over there. Now, Trump, to his credit, he was a little hesitant on this thing, with the Jones Act. And by the way, they only suspended it for 10 days, which I thought was interesting.
Well, you heard nothing but the Jones Act yesterday. It was all over the news cycle. That's all anybody was talking about. And yet, we know that in one day, after waiving that, they didn't get 10,000 containers there. So it was a bogus issue. It was fake news to start with.
Yeah.
It wasn't the bottleneck, as you just pointed out.
That's a good point. But I did think to give the media a little credit, which is hard to do, the Jones Act should have been suspended immediately without hesitation. Mm-hmm. And the White House didn't do it because they had talked to the shippers, you know, which apparently are pretty influential. Well, he cut through the nonsense. He did suspend it. But you're right. Now we have a bottleneck there where we just can't get it out of the port. And there doesn't seem to be any plans. You know, the military helicopters that I've worked side by side with now in a number of instances, the earthquake in Haiti, in Houston, I was flying, with the helicopters from the military, which are wonderful, by the way, but they just don't carry much load. And, so that's inefficient right now. They need people like me to come in there with our resources. And it's so neat. You know, in Haiti, we had, a number of volunteer pilots with their aircraft, paying their own fuel, paying their own way. In fact, the first week we're there, one of the planes flew into a thunderstorm. And crashed in the sea and they never found a body. So it was.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's dangerous work.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous work if you're just going out there trying to drop down in a field where there's no runway. I mean, you may have planes that are capable of doing that, but that has its own risk. I mean, you're going to hit some potholes or you might hit a tree or something like that, take you out. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Gary Haven. Absolutely amazing and really do appreciate what you're doing. That's amazing that relief work that you're involved in. We'll be right back. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostagard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're here with Gary Haven talking about relief efforts in Puerto Rico. And, of course, all the news the last couple of days was when are you going to free up the people to get the shipping containers down there? And yet they've got 10,000 shipping containers there. As Gary was pointing out, the bottleneck is getting the contents of 10,000 shipping containers that are already there at the port. How do you get that into the country? And, Gary, you were talking about how you have a fleet of airplanes, and even though everything is pretty much torn up down there, they can still land on the rough conditions, even on dirt, if you can find something that's pretty level to land.
And dry.
I thought it was kind of interesting. I started to ask you during the break, and I said, wait, we'll hear this story when we come back. How does somebody that has curves which is an exercise chain, fitness chain. How do you wind up with a fleet of airplanes?
You know, I've been a pilot since I was 21 years old, which makes it 41 years, by the way. Wow. So I've always had a passion for that. I actually retired from KERS 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm not CEO anymore. I am the chairman of the board, but it didn't take much time. So, you know, and we've had a passion. KERS was tremendously successful because we built the company on Judeo-Christian values. And one of those values is reciprocity. If resources can flow through you to meet the needs of others, you'll be given more resources. And I've kind of tested God on that, mm-hmm. kind of proven it. And so now that I'm retired, I get to use my flying skills and my equipment to really go out and serve people, which is another biblical law. He would be greatest would be the servant of the others. And so it just kind of comes natural. And my wife is my partner in this. You know, she loves to serve too. And so we're able to, and I tell you, it sounds like I'm, you know, being selfless or whatever, but truth is, when you're feeding children that aren't going to have a meal, or getting them to the hospital or else they would die, that's the most gratifying, it's selfish thing I could do because
I know what you're talking about.
It's a great adventure. And I really would encourage your audience to, you know, to be, available to that. Because it's so rewarding and so joyful. I don't have time to be depressed. I'm too busy, you know, feeding people and doing it in a fun way, you know, in these adventures. You know, I want to talk about a couple things in Puerto Rico right now. Those of you that, and your audience is really self-sufficient. That is so important right now. Yeah. You know, Hurricane Harvey was a great example. You know, people are standing around waiting to be saved.
Yes.
You know, I've been a prepper a long time. If a disaster happened around my house, you know, I could just close my gate and be fine for at least a year. And I think any thinking person needs to take responsibility for themselves and do that. In Puerto Rico now, and right after Houston, I mean, it's just like one example after another. And by the way, we sent a plane of food, Monday, to southern Florida. There's still pockets down there. In some of the poor areas that don't have electricity or food in Florida.
Yeah.
We can't even talk about that anymore because.
And how long has that been?
That's been about 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But Puerto Rico is amazing right now because the stuff is sitting there, but because of the government bureaucracy, nobody's thinking, it's going to sit there and rot on the port while people don't have insulin. Half the people don't have water. You know, most of the hospitals still aren't open. And the ones that are, it's intermittent because of the generator situation and no fuel. And it's a great example of depending on the government to save you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd mentioned the Red Cross. So I want to put a little plug in for Red Cross. Do not give your money to Red Cross.
Yeah, that's what multiple officials in Houston were saying. They were angry and adamant about that.
Well, you know, I've worked side by side with the Red Cross in Haiti. Okay, whether it was the earthquake or the hurricane. Now, let me tell you what, when I was in Haiti for the hurricane, I saw one Red Cross person who attended a meeting. I saw no food, no medicine, no transport, absolutely worthless organization. And, you know, the CEO got caught lying about the distribution of funds several times here in the last few weeks, by the way. And it's a shame. It's supposed to be the predominant organization, and it's the one that, you know, everybody in authority says to give to. Now, don't give to that.
So who do you give your money to? Southern Poverty Law Center? Or?
Yeah. Well, they don't need any money, apparently.
Right. They got tens of millions of offshore accounts.
Overseas, right.
Yeah.
You know, Samaritan's Purse.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful organization. Franklin Graham is just selfless. And by the way, I've worked side by side with Samaritan's Purse, and I'm telling you, they put their money where their mouth is.
That's right.
And of course,
I've heard that from multiple people. But I wanted to ask you because you've been on the ground and you've seen what these people do. You see what Red Cross does. You see what Samaritan's Purse does.
Yeah. And I tell you, I see what the UN does too.
Stay away from the troops. They're known to have a taste for little children. Yeah.
In Haiti, you know, they were, raping children in Haiti. And you know, we were the only air evac from two cities. If we didn't fly these wounded from the hurricane in, back in the Haiti hurricane, they would have died. And yet the UN helicopters were out there but it was against the rules to fly wounded. And I love the U.S. military and the support they had. They brought that Marine aircraft carrier that brings the aircraft that are the helicopter type aircraft to the
vertical takeoff landing.
Yeah,
yeah.
But again, it was against the rules to put a private citizen on those helicopters. So these children were going to die, and these elderly, and we took dozens and dozens. I lived there 6 weeks. And every day we would fly out with food and doctors and medicine, and instead of flying the planes back empty, we loaded it up. I'm glad there's no FAA there, because we would, no matter how many injured people were, we would find a spot in the cargo plane and just lay them beside each other and then fly them back in. And 50 of my flights were from a goat field. What is even a runway? And we would roll down that goat field with these wounded and get them back to the hospital. That's By the way, amazing. This is also interesting. When we got him back to Port-au-Prince, I had to pay an ambulance, my own money, to take him to the hospital. And then I had to prepay the hospital bill before the hospital would take them as a patient.
Wow.
Isn't that astounding?
Wow.
Now, Puerto Rico is a little better situation because it's fairly Americanized. But we still have people down there that can't get to the hospital. So many of them are just not operating.
Mm-hmm. And so many of the hospitals don't have any electricity. So.
Yeah. And the ones that, they're all running.
And if they got a generator, they can't get the fuel for the generator. I mean, it's just this, the total collapse of the infrastructure is just beyond what Americans can really understand. But of course, it's all Trump's fault here. CNN will tell you.
I got a call yesterday from the White House. And it's funny, Jared Kushner was in charge of the project. They were looking for people like me that had resources to come and kind of stand in the gap, because there's just not enough military equipment down there to move goods from the port out to the extremities. Mm-hmm. So you need people like me and my resources. And there's a lot of volunteer pilots that are there, but they won't give the goods to the pilots to take to the airports because it's not consistent with the rules. Yeah, so
that's just that. It's the rules.
Yeah.
And we saw that in North Carolina. You know, I've mentioned it several times how, we would see whenever FEMA would get involved, they would block people from doing relief. We had a tornado that came through not far from where we lived that devastated a town, but the government, FEMA fortunately didn't get involved. Uh-huh. People would just bring in massive amounts of supplies, leave them on church parking lots, and they would hand them out to people. And the local police, got there to keep people from getting electrocuted from down power lines. And that's the only way that the government got involved, was just the local police protecting people from getting electrocuted. They didn't try to set up any kind of rules about how you could hand out the stuff. Everybody just knew what to do. And you had more than enough people who were bringing in supplies that wasn't the issue. It's always the distribution and the bureaucracy that gets in the way.
Yeah. You know, and that's such a tragedy that so many Americans are relying on the government to save them. You know, in events like this. And the government, is just horribly inefficient at doing anything. You know, our government was supposed to do three things: guard the borders. Mm-hmm. Okay. Look how well they've done that. Mm-hmm. Run a federal court system. And I don't know if you've ever had that experience. I have.
No, unfortunately.
It's horrible. And deliver the mail. and yet we want them to come in and do food distribution, fuel distribution in these events. But I gotta tell you, I'm kind of bad mouthing this thing. The U.S. military does a spectacular job. I'm so proud of those guys. I mean, I've been at the Port-au-Prince airport after the earthquake where the U.S. military took the airport over. And that was the only way you could get flights in or out and things. So they do a great job. You know, they put a general in charge of distribution in Puerto Rico yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Well, it may be good.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. All right, we're going to be back with Gary Haven, and we have another guest that's going to be joining us pretty soon that we will introduce in just a few moments. I think he's going to have some very interesting things to say. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
Uh,
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, here with Gary Haven, and joining us now is David J. Harris, Jr. He is founder and CEO of Uncorked, and we wanted to get David in here because he has something very important. He had a viral video that went off from his blog about the NFL, and really wanted to get his comments because I don't know if you heard it, David, but I had Jim Brown commenting, and they were trying to get him involved in this, and he said, look, you know, we wear these two hats. You know, you have to understand this is a job, and when you're here, you've got certain rules as a football player. And the guy said, well, you're saying you can't be a football player and activist? He goes, no, we're all football players and activists. I'm just saying, you know, you got one hat that you're wearing here, and you do it at another time. But he goes, first of all, he goes, I'm an American. I'm not going to disrespect my country's flag, you know, and I see what they're doing here. To me, it looks like they're disrespecting the flag. And so that was his comment on it from Jim Brown, probably the guy that still has records that haven't been broken in the NFL. But your comments on this.
Well, it's the same thing. You know, I mean, football players are people, yes. You know, they get tased for being, promoting things like Tim Tebow. That just hit me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Tim Tebow decided to take a knee, it was an all-out war from the media against him demonstrating his faith on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yet now when it comes to, and that's for conservative values, that's for Christian values, the media is totally blasting, yet the media is totally supporting this movement.
Yeah, and I think it was interesting because, you know, they came after Tim Tebow, and the fans would boo him as well.
Yeah.
You know, and I saw some of the liberal media like CNN say, look, they're both taking the knee for their cause or whatever, but the difference is Tebow was doing it in praise.
Exactly.
Kaepernick was doing it in protest.
Right, and Tim wasn't doing it during the anthem.
That's right.
Completely different.
Yeah.
And that's the huge difference between this entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's actually in the NFL rule book that they're supposed to stand and salute the flag. for the national anthem and honor our veterans, honor our military. And for me, it was just, it was so backwards as to what we should be seeing when we want to unplug and really go get entertained and be excited about something. I think too many people are not excited about life themselves.
Yeah.
And so they've really tapped into just trying to support a team, that they can get involved with supporting and they can feel confident and feel good about it. But it's really it's detached.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're detached as society. I really look at the NFL like it's become this giant that has taken over Sundays.
Yeah.
When Sunday should be about family. Sunday should be about God.
Yeah.
Sunday should be about things that actually really matter. I love sharing with, talking with Gary, Haven. Absolutely love you, Gary. The other day, and Gary's like, he's never really been into sports on, of any kind, you know, as far as the big sports go, and Sundays were about other things for him.
Yeah.
And look at what he was able to accomplish in life.
That's right.
So I think for all of us, I really think the sleeping giant has awoken.
It's gonna be a great thing, isn't it?
It's
people
gonna be an
amazing
thing.
Step back and step away from this.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked about it 4 years ago. I was talking about the crony capitalism, how much money people don't realize is being spent on these stadiums. Like in Minnesota at the time, they had a deficit, a state deficit that was a real issue for them because states can't just print money of $1 billion. But what do? When the Vikings won a new stadium, all right, we'll go another $500 million just for the Vikings. So they just double down on this. And so this is something that, you know, and we see that happen all the time with billionaires who want to bring their business in, like Apple or whatever. They get the kind of subsidies that small businesses don't seem to be able to get, kind of help that they need, but they aren't able to get. But I want to get more comments from you. This is a short segment. We got to take a quick break. I'm David Knight here with David J. Harris Jr. and with Gary Haven, and we'll be right back. This is Real News.
A staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure, when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking in the last half hour. We're talking to Gary Haven about relief efforts in Puerto Rico. And he came down to Austin, and he had with him David J. Harris, Jr., the founder and CEO of Uncorked. And Mr. Harris had a very interesting blog post that he had on that went viral, millions of views. And he has a very interesting, different take, I think, than we've heard from most people on the NFL. He believes that this is going to ultimately be a very positive thing. And tell us why you think this is going to be a positive thing, Mr. Harris.
Absolutely, David. I think that the sleeping giant has awoken. And I think the sleeping giant is the spirit of the American individual, which transcends color, it transcends race, it transcends sex, it transcends age. The spirit of the American individual is somebody that is fervently for freedom and fervently for family. And I also believe fervently for God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I think somewhere along the line, I think people will agree with me. We've given that over on Sundays to football.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people literally, it seems like, have sold their soul which makes up their mind, their will, their emotions. They've sold their soul to this thing called football. It's funny to me when I'll be at a place and I'll see a bunch of fans that their team just lost. And they're so down in the dumps.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, I mean, sometimes it can get just downright ugly and sad. You know, how upset they are, physically, emotionally upset they are, and they're not even on the team.
And they always talk about we.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you're not there. You're watching it, but they get so involved in it.
They do.
And it's this virtual world that we live in. And so, you know, we see that, and we were just talking about that during the break, about how sad it is that this generation has this virtual relationship that they relate only to other people through their iPhone or something,
right,
instead of face to face. The lack of human contact, the lack of that, and the fact that there's this virtual relationship here, and the people have that with their football team. That's their virtual family.
Yeah, they do that in the TV. Mm-hmm. The TV was the first virtual family before the iPhone. The iPhone is just a miniaturized TV.
That's right.
And so too many fathers for too long, decades, have sold their soul to this thing called football that we should have been. And I'll take responsibility as well. I've had my years, it's been a while, but where my Sundays were filled with more football than family.
Mm-hmm.
We're filled with more football than God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, man, my team's playing it's going to be a great game today. I'll go to church next time, or I'll go to church later. And then later turns into weeks, which turns into months, which turns into a habit that's been formed where the fathers of the home haven't been there at the most, I think, cherished day of the week, when most fathers don't work on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless they're a business owner, or unless they're working two jobs or whatever. Sundays are supposed to be for fathers to really connect with their family. You know, for too long, fathers go to work. They put all they have in their strength and their energy into their job. And then they get home and they take their work hat off.
Mm-hmm.
That's when work starts.
That's right.
That's when work just begins.
And you know, going back for decades, it's only recently that we've had so many people, because we've got a large service economy, and now all the businesses except for Chick-fil-A stay open on Sundays.
Yeah.
But it used to be that everybody took off on Sundays.
Yep.
But then the fathers would go to the football game.
Yeah. So I think that is being unraveled right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an absolute awakening of the spirit of every American. And I'm already seeing it. I mean, that video went to 11-something million views. And the comments that I'm getting from women, mm-hmm, that are saying, my husband stayed home, he kept the TV off, he was engaging with our kids and with me, and we haven't had that kind of family time in years.
That's great.
I mean, how amazing is that? I really hope that that continues. You know, I know that the teams, I heard the Denver Broncos came out and said, we're not going to kneel anymore. Well, of course, you should have been kneeling in the first place.
Yeah.
It's too late to come back, and there's no take backs on what you did. All these teams, they need to understand that there's no take backs from that.
And I think that once the fathers get that experience, you know, and they start that new habit,
yes,
of, you know, being with the kids, being with the family, going, yes, to church, whatever, all these different things.
Yes.
You know, you don't replace a bad habit by just doing nothing.
That's exactly right.
You stay out of a bad habit by replacing it with something positive, something that was better. And it is better. It is better to have a relationship with somebody than a relationship with your Facebook account.
Yes.
And it's better to have a relationship with your kids than a relationship with your NFL team.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think fathers are waking up to that. I know that all you moms and wives out there, you guys can continue to encourage your husbands to say no to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And
make it a positive thing.
And make it a positive thing.
Think creatively.
Be creative.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Think creative. Think about what can we do that's going to be fun, that we can
get
do
outside
with the family, and make, yeah, it a real positive experience.
Yes.
So they're going to say, okay, the NFL's back, but I don't really want to start.
You know, we only get so many Sundays in life. We only get so many Sundays in life.
Mm-hmm.
And for fathers that are getting this message, I don't think they want to look back at the end of their life when they're in their 60s, 70s, 80s, or if their life is cut short. They don't want to look back at their life and say, how many of those Sundays did I waste on watching somebody else live their dreams?
That's right.
When my dream is right here in front of me with my wife and my kids. That's our dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should be giving our soul and our passion and our life to. And so I believe that's the awakening that's taking place right now.
That's really true. That's really true. I just heard from the crew that they've got your video, and I'm not sure how long it is. Do we have enough time to play it, or we can play part of it, right? Okay, let's play a little bit of that and give people a taste of it. So this is a video that's already gone pretty viral, but I want to give you a taste of what David Harris did with this, and maybe you can make it go much bigger. This is a very important message. Let's roll that.
So let me get this straight. We have NFL players that are taking a knee in protest. We've got the commissioner of the NFL that is basically siding with the players, saying that we need to be more understanding of where they're coming from. We've got Steph Curry that is refusing to go to the White House, basically voicing his opinion or his disapproval for our President Trump. Something occurred to me pretty massively just a little while ago. Something pretty major occurred to me. First of all, the NFL players, you make millions of dollars every single year off of us, off of American people, off of those that want to go and support you, that cheer for you. We like to watch football and sports because it's a break from the rest of the world. It's a break from the rest of what's going on around us. We get to just get some entertainment for a little bit. For a little while, we get to just enjoy something that we absolutely love, which is seeing our players that we love and appreciate, your hard work, your ethics. We appreciate what it puts in, what you put in to be at the level that you're at, to be able to play these sports. We love to be able to watch that. So to turn on our television and to see the players taking a knee during the national anthem is absolutely not what us Americans want to see. Now, something occurred to me I'm going to share with you in just a second that I hope every single American shares this, because it doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter where you are in our country, doesn't matter who what team you like. If you're an American loving, a USA loving American, please share this video. Something that massively occurred to me, but I'm going to take a minute to talk about the NFL players. You million dollar earners, you don't understand what it's like for us regular Americans. You do not understand what it's like for us that work our butts off every day, just a lot of us, just to get by, just to pay our bills, just to be able to keep moving forward. You don't see things from our perspective. You are in a glass house, so to speak. You got big walls around your big, gigantic houses. And then you want to choose your opportunity during your work. You're working. It's actually definable for you to sit during the national anthem or do any kind of protest. You're out there to work.
All right, we're going to have to go to break. That's a taste of the very beginning of it. But as you heard, David J. Harris has a very positive message, a very positive direction that he sees this going. And that is, if we discover our own life, instead of living this virtual life watching other people in a box that we call television or the internet or whatever. We're going to be right back. David J. Harris Jr. and Gary Haven. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
To the Real News, I'm David Knight, and we're here with Gary Haven and David J. Harris, Jr. And again, if you want to see the rest of the video that was just getting started, he really didn't get to the main part that we've been talking about here on air. If you want to find that, you can find that at Twitter and Facebook. You can find him at David J. Harris, Jr. And, of course, the website for his business is uncorkedwellness.com. Let's pick up with what you were talking about, because you kind of laid down the fundamentals there, and people, David, are kind of tired of being lectured when they want entertainment. Okay, they want to watch a movie or whatever, and they don't like movies that lecture them. We saw that with Jennifer Harris's latest movie, Mother! Exclamation mark. Mm-hmm. And the director tried to excuse the failure of that by saying, "Hey, we meant that to be a punch in the face." Well, people don't like to be punched in the face when they have a couple of hours that they want to escape or to have as entertainment or to downtime. And I think that was a big part of what was going on with the NFL, but also the fact that people understood that this was coming from a place where Colin Kaepernick was, and where some of these other individuals are saying, look, patriotism is simply racism. Our national anthem, our flag, is simply racism. And people, that was the background that people had seen in this. That's why when it started becoming widespread, there was a big backlash from the NFL fans, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely, because they call that, dark talk? You know, where they're, you say one thing, say it's good, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then the perpetual consistent saying of something that's bad, eventually people begin to maybe semi believe it. You know, and that whole talk about, Trump being a racist,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work when a black man And I'm very open about the fact that I'm multinational. I mean, I'm multiracial. My mom is white and she's got a lot of Irish. My dad is black, but his grandfather was Irish.
Mm-hmm.
But a person doesn't look at me and say, that's a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with my share of racism, but I also, as a lover of God, and I think, as a believer in who he is and then the freedoms that we get to, enjoy and he wants us to enjoy, and we've got that because of the foundation of this country and the fabric of this country, there's no way in good conscience that, for me personally, I've ever been able to side with most of the liberal views.
Mm-hmm.
Even when most of my family on the black side of my family are liberals. And they voted for Obama. I did not vote for Obama. Can I tell you, I cried because I didn't think I'd see the day when a person of color would take the presidency. I didn't think so. I was living in Laguna Beach at the time and I cried. But I also cried that it was Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did not feel like he was going to represent the people of color, the way that I feel like we should be represented. And I hear it all the time. You know, he said one thing, he did another. So those liberal progressive, views that are really all about control is something that's had its roots in especially the black community for generations. And it's the ends of the ham story is what it is. You heard the ends of the ham story?
No, what was that?
So a mother is cooking a Thanksgiving meal. And she cuts off both ends of the ham and she sticks it in the pan and she puts it in the oven. Her little girl says, why'd you cut off both ends of the ham? And she says, well, you know, I don't know. I'd have to ask your grandma because I always saw her do that. So the little grandma comes over. Little girl asks her grandma, why do you cut off both ends of the ham before you put it in the oven? Well, you know what, sweetheart? I don't know. My mom always did that. We'll have to ask your great grandma when she comes over. So great grandma comes over and the little girl asks her great grandma, why do you cut off both ends of the ham before you put it in the oven? And she said, sweetheart, back then our pans were only this big. And it's the same thing politically that's gone generation after generation after generation, unfortunately, especially the black community and even the Hispanic community, that are just giving our votes away to these liberal, Democrat views. And, without even thinking about it.
So, you know, when you're talking about that, and you're talking about you cried because it was a person of color becoming president and you cried because it was Obama. A lot of people were aspirational about that. And I, you know, heard a lot of people like, guy that did, I can't remember the singer's name, Harry Belafonte. Mm-hmm. Harry Belafonte said, who is this guy? We projected our values onto him, mm-hmm. and we were hoping he was going to be one thing. A lot of people kind of knew where he was coming from, but he didn't have that much of a history for people. So in North Carolina, where I was living at the time, he carried North Carolina in 2008. But people then, they realized where he was coming from, where he saw his policies, the liberal Democrat policies. In 2010, there was a massive move for the Republican Party that they had never seen before. And so that's a key thing. You're talking about the ends of the ham. People just aren't looking at this objectively. They're, you know, people had aspirations for it. They had hopes of what they would like for him to be, but they were projecting that onto him in spite of things that they could see that would tell them, no, that's not the case with this particular individual.
Yeah. So, you know, when it comes to, it's that side really that's now trying to blanket Trump as a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're trying to wrap our American flag in it.
You know, they just had a thing come out today where Melania sent some books that were Dr. Seuss books to a library in Massachusetts. And the librarian sent it back and said, we don't want your books. And Dr. Seuss is racist. It's racist caricatures. And yet you've had Michelle Obama, had Hillary Clinton, had Barbara Bush all read Dr. Seuss to people. But they see that now. They can project that into Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. It comes back to a victim mentality and what every individual has to choose that they're going to look at life from what perspective. It's really as simple as the glass is half full or it's half empty. You know, it does not matter. Every single person in life's going to have opposition. Doesn't matter if it's because of your race or because of your gender or because of where you're born or where you live. Every single person in life is going to have an opportunity to overcome obstacles. Everybody's going to have obstacles thrown at them. But if we choose to say, woe is me because of my color, because of where I live, because of my gender, woe is me because of some outward force, we're never going to accomplish what we want to accomplish in life and we're never going to be happy. A good friend of mine, Lance Wallnau, he said, liberals, seems like they're always miserable. Miserable liberals. And if you really think about it, they're always talking about something that's negative. It's woe is me. They're always pointing out something else that's a problem instead of trying to be the solution themselves for their own family and for the world around them. So for me, it just comes back to, say no to a victim mentality. Choose to put your best foot forward every day, regardless of what's happening in life or what's happening around you. We have the opportunity to make our case and push ourselves forward and be positive. We can choose to be positive.
That's a very powerful message. And I think also, you know, when they talk about being united and we see the football players up there locking arms, we know that they're being united as football players. They're not necessarily agreeing with the fans and everything. And yet what we really do have is we do have a problem with police brutality, and we have individuals as we've had Frank Serpico say, in any human institution, you're going to have some bad individuals, and the difference is going to be whether the institution is going to embrace those individuals and protect them or purge them out once they're found to be bad. So there are some issues where we need to make sure that bad individuals are punished, and we need to change the way the training is going on. But I think we have to do that together and say it's not simply a black problem. We need to make it everybody's issue. And I think that's a failing strategy to say, white people, it's not your problem. It is a problem. It is a problem for white people. White people get killed by bad actions from the police as well. And if we're going to solve this, we've got to come together and lock arms on that issue. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. We're going to be right back with David J. Harris and Gary Heaven.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight with Gary Haven and David J. Harris, Jr. We've been talking about a wide variety of topics. Gary was here to talk about what was going on in Puerto Rico. David J. Harris, Jr. had a viral video where he talked about the real issues with the NFL and the hope that we have that maybe in the wake of this people stepping back from the NFL, taking a break from it, they might find something in their life that is far more valuable than the relationship they have with a team through the television set or even going to the game or whatever, that they have family, that they have children, that they have people in their lives that maybe they can have a relationship. And who knows, with this brief respite that they have here, because I'm sure people will start to get pulled back into this as we get into the playoff seasons. But maybe not, if they find that they could really have a life out there that is real and not virtual. So I want to get Gary's comments here on the divisiveness that we have seen here behind all of this. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the sales we have here at InfoWars.com. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink at 50% off. And again, that's a very easy way for you to get all your necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. We also have 40% off our Vitamin B12 formulation. That's Secret 12. 40% off, 25% off Oxy Powder. That's a cleansing formula that allow you to eliminate harmful toxins from your intestine to clean your body. 25% off Oxy Powder. And we also have, just this week only, 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. And you can get that in a Patriot blend or an immune support blend. That's 20% off Wake Up America coffee when you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. Gary, let's talk about the divisiveness, because when we were in the break here, we were talking about how if they really want to get the problem solved, they wouldn't say this group is more grieved than that group, so just shut up. We want to pull everybody together again. I mean, even if it was only black people that were being attacked by the police, and it isn't, if they wanted to solve this problem, seems to me like they would say, look, this isn't your problem yet, but it's going to be, because remember the whole thing. First, they came for this group. Then they came for that group. You know, Pastor Martin or Pastor Niemüller, who was saying that in Germany. So look, it may be our problem today, but it's going to be your problem tomorrow. But it's already white people's problem. And so let's just come together and do that. But the fact that they divide people tells us that they don't really want the problem. They want this festering, they don't want a solution. They want this festering problem that they can use to divide the country, doesn't it?
That's right. You know, David, it's always about power at the end of the day. This divide and conquer strategy, they're trying to divide us on racial lines, on economic lines, geographic lines, you name it. And this is really by design. You know, what concerns me about this football controversy, and by the way, when I started watching it, not being a football fan, I kind of had an objectivity about it that most people don't have. And I'm fully aware of the militarization of the police departments. And I'm fully aware of the problem that where we have police departments being trained to shoot first, so that they're sure to go home. Mm-hmm. And, but in spite of that, if you look at the, it's the consequences of what's happened with this football debacle, I want to tell the players, hey, it ain't working.
Yeah, that's right.
Stand up, be patriotic. And you know, this really was an anti-Trump movement. It didn't have any real feet until Trump stood up and made those remarks.
We even had Michael Hayden jump into this. CIA, NSA say, well, now I'm on the side of Colin Kaepernick.
Wow.
Because, you know, I've been this military guy for decades and so forth and so on, but I'm on the guy who says that there's nothing good in America now.
It's amazing. And you know, and the anti-Trump movement, is really an anti-American movement. He is the duly elected president and he has been, and I believe God ordained to be in this position, to provide this leadership. And of course, the globalist, elitist, the liberal movement in this country are horrified that the American people, us deplorables, and I'm one of them, would dare to choose somebody like Trump. Now, I always said, Trump's a mess, but at least he's his own mess.
That's right.
Although I'm concerned, that he's surrounded himself with globalists now and he's doing a lot of things. So it's kind of a big mixed bag right now. But
what do you think about Roy Moore? I just played a clip earlier. I don't know if you saw it, but they had Chuck Todd, MSNBC, say, this guy is against the Constitution. Listen. And he plays a clip where Roy Moore says, our rights don't come from the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. They come from God. And he goes, can you believe that?
Well, I'll tell you a little secret. I was a major donor to Roy Moore's campaign.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Good.
In fact, I was expecting a call. I was supposed to get a call from Breitbart, the guy,
Robert, Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon, the other day. I was really looking forward to it. I was really excited that him and people like me stood up for somebody that's a righteous man.
Mm-hmm.
That Luther Strange guy. He was so compromised. And anybody that, the head of the Senate, steps up and, the senator from, Kentucky,
McConnell. And they spent $32 million to assassinate Roy Moore's character, not to oppose him on the issues because he was with the Republican voters on the issues. This is a Republican primary. They couldn't oppose him on the issues. So they just attacked him. He was more with the voters and they realized that on the issues than Strange was.
Yeah. You know, Karl Rove and Stephen Law, reached out to me to donate to support Strange. And by the way, they're the primary sources of these millions of dollars. What I did is I wrote a check to Roy Moore.
Counter-indication as the new use of support.
This is exciting. You know, we actually have a chance in our country to unseat these bought and paid for, rhinos, that are controlling our Congress. And again, divide and conquer. You know, the elitist, even the globalist to an extent, want us to believe in this illusion that there's a two-party system. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Well, there's no two-party system. No. There really is no difference between the Rhino Republican Party, and the Democrat Party. It's an illusion. And again, it's about deceiving us. So that they can continue to move forward their anti-constitutional agenda, their anti-freedom agenda. And we've gotta not get distracted by things like football. Mm-hmm. We've gotta not get distracted by things like this.
Gotta keep your eye on the ball.
Yeah.
The real ball.
You have the real one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
By the way, I'm friends with Rand Paul. And, we went to Haiti together and did the cataract surgeries, a little over a year ago. And Rand, here he was, standing against this, repeal of Obamacare because he understood it was nothing of the kind.
That's right.
It made a few slight differences. It was all, illusion. And boy, did Trump get after Rand Paul. And it was so funny. Here's Rand partnering with John McCain. Do you ever think you would see that in a million years? So guys, it's about a paradigm of power. We always have to be careful with this. You know, you ask the first question, cui bono, who's benefiting?
Yeah.
And it's usually going to be the moneyed interest. And so often it's a military industrial complex. You know, we had no business doubling down in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump said he'd bring our kids home. You know, Rand Paul, in front of the Senate lobbied for this and, said, look, where's our interest? Someone asked Trump, how do we win in Afghanistan? What does winning look like? And he couldn't answer the question.
That's it. You have no, you don't have a definition for winning. How are you ever going to get there? They don't have a plan to win and to get out. The plan is to stay there forever.
Yeah.
And if you go in and you look at the issues that are there, you understand it's the resources that they want.
Okay. Let me mention something that's very interesting. The football thing has covered up something very, very important right now, and that's North Korea. Mm. North Korea's gone to the second page. Now, you remember my movie was based on an EMP detonating from a satellite by North Korea that would kill 90% of Americans in a year. Well, Kim Jong-un himself announced 2 weeks ago that his hydrogen bomb was the perfect EMP for America.
And people can find that at AmerageddonTheMovie.com. Gary Haven predicted that exactly. That's life imitating art. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Michael Snyder. And, of course, he has written many years for InfoWars, part of his economiccollapseblog.com or endoftheamericandream.com. You can still follow his articles there. He still is writing, but he is also running for Congress. And you can find Michael there at michaelsnyderforcongress.com. And that's Snyder with a Y, S-N-Y-D-E-R. I want to talk to Michael today because he is running for Congress. I want to talk to him about what he thinks of the what we've learned so far about the tax relief plan. This is a very important thing for Republicans to get through, and we have had some details released. Of course, we still are waiting to find some of the other details, but I wanted to get him to weigh in on this as he's running for Congress. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael Snyder.
Oh, it's great to be back with you, David. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you. And tell us a little bit about what you think in terms of, I know we don't have, they've told us, well, we're going to simplify this down to three brackets. They didn't tell us, because it's going to have to come out of the Congress, as to where these income levels are going to kick in and so forth. But we do have some broad strokes about the way things would be simplified and reduced and some of the things that would be removed in terms of taxes there. What is your take on the tax package that's come out of the administration and some leaders of Congress?
Yeah, well, whatever we can do to lower rates, that's going to be good for the economy. Because you look back at Reagan or throughout history, whenever we've lowered rates substantially, the economy has grown. So that's one of the factors that goes into economic growth in terms of helping the economy grow. And in particular, the corporate tax rate. Donald Trump really wants to lower our corporate tax rate. Why? Because, well, right now the United States has one of the highest corporate tax rates in the entire industrialized world. And in fact, in many cases, it's much, much higher. So we need to, in order to become competitive, we need to lower corporate tax rates. Now, people say, well, should we feel sorry for the corporations? No, but what that's going to do is it's going to encourage companies to come back into the country or stay in the country. That's going to mean more jobs, good jobs for American citizens. And, you know, thus it's good for all of us. So, yeah, the corporations don't necessarily need a tax break. And what we can do on the other hand, is close some of these loopholes. So some of these corporations that aren't paying any taxes at all, we can try to get everybody on a level playing field and paying taxes. But David, you know what, we desperately need to simplify our system, because today, and many people may not realize this, but I once spent an entire year studying the tax code, because I not only have a regular law degree, but I also have an LLM in taxation. So I spent a whole year in the tax code, and at the end of that year, I came to the conclusion that the best thing that we can do with it is throw it in a shredder and get rid of it. Because today what we've got is the most complicated tax system in the history of the planet. When you look at the tax code, which Congress is going to be addressing, it's over 2 million words long. And then you throw the regulations, and that's more than 7 million words long. And so,
you know, about 5 or 6 years ago, Michael, I was covering an event for somebody when I was working some stuff freelance. And the guy said he thought it would be an interesting exercise to illustrate things to people. He'd take the tax code, and he would shred it, run it through a shredder. And he started calling the IRS and said, how many pages is it? He couldn't really, nobody knew. It was so complicated. They didn't even know how many pages it was, let alone everything that was in it. He finally came to kind of a rough consensus that it was about 60,000 pages or whatever it was. And he took that equivalent in phone books and ran it through the chipper, to make the point. But that's the issue. It's so complex. They don't even know how big it is. Nobody even knows how big it is.
Yeah, and the thing is, if Trump and the Republicans can actually get something through Congress and simplify slightly, well, it's almost going to be like spitting into Niagara Falls because it's so complex, but they're just going to be tinkering with the code. But what a lot of people don't realize is most of our tax law comes from the IRS. It doesn't even go through Congress, because Congress has delegated that authority, like with so many other agencies, to the IRS. And so the IRS, by the end of this year, will come up with far more new regulations and additions to the regulations than any simplification they do to the code. So even if we get something through, our taxes will be more complicated by the end of the year even if this is it gets through. So ultimately what we want to do is not just lower rates and try to simplify. We can do that in the short term, but in the long term, we need to get rid of this system entirely. We need to abolish the IRS and the income tax and the Federal Reserve. And you know what, David? People say, well, would that be a disaster? How in the world could we survive? Well, if you go back between 1872 and 1913, we didn't have an IRA, we didn't have an income tax, and it was the greatest period of economic growth in all of U.S. history. So, and yeah. Our nation absolutely thrived. So we could go to such a system. Now, of course, we couldn't have the $4 trillion a year government that we have today. We'd have to go to a, you know, what our founding fathers intended, a much more limited federal government.
That's right, to have a government that fit inside the Constitution. That's why it is so important to get you in Congress, because you touched on several fundamental things. And one of the things, and I want to go back to it because you just passed on very quickly, you talked about how it's the IRS that is making the law, like so many other agencies. And other than you talking about that, the only other person I've heard talk about that is Rand Paul, and he came up with the RAINS Act to say, we got to take back the power that Congress has abdicated to these bureaucracies. I think, you know, when Nancy Pelosi said, we're going to have to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it, she was actually being more candid than she ever is, because she knew that they weren't going to be writing the law. They were going to turn it over to this agency, just like they did with the Financial Crimes Agency. They create this big bureaucracy, and they say, okay, you go out there and make rules about how loans are going to be created and so forth, because Congress will not do its job.
Yeah, David, and this is one of the reasons why things never seem to change, no matter if it's Republicans in control or Democrats in control, because we're so focused on what gets through Congress. But the vast majority of our law, the vast majority of our regulations, what happens in D.C. goes through these government agencies, which are packed with progressives, which are packed with globalists, and they're constantly advancing their agenda through the IRS, through the EPA, through mm-hmm. all these, you know, alphabet soup government agencies, despite what Congress is doing. So we're so focused on these political fights in Congress, but it's really these giant government agencies which make most of our law, most of our regulations, and are continually advancing the agenda of the globalists. Until we do something about that, then we're never going to get to the root of the problem.
The bureaucracy that is not elected and that never leaves. They stay there between whatever happens politically. You know, when we're talking about the taxes and everything, of course, we see the predictable reaction from the Democrats trying to focus on envy. Say, this is something going to only help the rich people. It's not going to help the poor people. But there was a different kind of Democrat once, and that was JFK. It wasn't just the big tax cuts from Reagan, but it was the big tax cuts from JFK. And he said, a rising tide lifts all boats. And we don't see that kind of attitude anymore from the Democrats. When they're talking about this, Michael, they're complaining about the fact that rich people in California and New York are not going to get their state income tax deductions. And that's going to happen because they're simplifying the code. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, the Democrats, they rely on our current system to, you know, for their monstrous federal government. And so they like it. And so they're going to nitpick on any little thing that they can try to do to, because in the more money that goes to the government, the more we feed the monster, and the bigger government becomes, the more oppressive it tends to become. So, but, you know, and so Democrats are going to try to find anything way to block this. But we need to do something. And in particular, you know what I would love to do, which I would love to see in this package by Trump, is eliminate the self-employment tax, which is killing entrepreneurs, killing small businesses, in which, you know, people like me have to pay not only the regular Social Security taxes, but we have to pay the employer side too. We have to pay twice as much. So it's really, it really kills us. And so today, if you look across the economy, the percentage of Americans that are self-employed or that are working in small businesses is hovering near an all-time record low. It's been going down for decades. And traditionally, small businesses and entrepreneurs have been the primary engine of job growth in this country. So, and that's where the American dream comes, starting your own business, you know, building something up. So we need to do whatever we can to promote small businesses and entrepreneurs. And so I would love to see this package that gets through Congress eliminate the self-employment tax.
And, you know, when you're talking about the small businesses being the creators of jobs, we know that's true. And we know that the big companies, a good example of it was Apple. They go into Iowa and it's like, okay, I'll put some jobs there, but you give me $1 or $2 million per job that I create there. That doesn't happen with small businesses. They are very efficient. They're the ones who are the engine of job growth. And yet we continue to look at these corporate, you know, here's Apple, a company that's got more money than the federal government does, because federal government's $20 trillion in tax demanding their subsidy.
Yeah. And what a lot of people don't focus on is not just the income tax that the federal government gets money from people like Apple or people like us. I once wrote an article where I listed 97 different ways that the government gets money out of us each year. And so they keep inventing new ways to extract revenue from all of us. And some Americans end up paying more than 50% of their incomes in taxes because of all these different ways. It's like death by 1,000 different cuts. So even
it absolutely is. Yeah, absolutely is. They put these little taxes on us. They start out very small and then they build them. And we started out by talking about income taxes. That's a good example. That started out with just a 1% tax on the 1%. And look at where it is now. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, you can find Michael Snyder, michaelsnyderforcongress.com. We need more people like Michael Snyder in Congress if we're ever going to fix this country. Very important, just like it's important to get people like Judge Roy Moore in. That's it for today's broadcast. Alex Jones is up next. I'm David Knight. This was Real News. Thank you, Michael.